there are two nights of the year that are indelibly etched into the collective consciousness of the Jewish people. Two nights a year that play such an integral role and have such a profound impact on every Jew throughout the generations. I'm referring to the Seder night and tonight, Kol Nidre night. And just as on our Seder night, we ask four questions, tonight I also pose four questions. Shibachol HaLeilot, on all other nights, people eat and some people do not eat. Halayla Hazeh, but tonight no one eats. Shibachol HaLeilot, on all other nights, some people are in synagogue, some people are not. Halayla Hazeh, but tonight we're all here, we're all in synagogue. Shibachol HaLeilot, on all other nights, some wear leather shoes, some sandals, some do malacha work. However, tonight, no one is doing malacha. No one is wearing leather shoes. Shibachol HaLeilot, on all other nights, we may think about our loved ones that have passed away, and sometimes we do not think of our loved ones. Halayla Hazeh, but tonight, as we look at the seats that were filled by our loved ones last year, we cannot help but to think of the loss of our friends and family members. And if we ask four questions, our rabbis tell us that Hashem, too, asks us four questions on our Yom Hadin, on our Day of Judgment. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, that Rava states, B'shah shemachnisin adam ledin, the moment that we are summoned to our own case, our own Day of Judgment, Omrim lo, they say to us four things. Nasasa menosate b'emuna, kovata itim l'toira, Osakta Bipirva Rivia Tsipisal Yeshua. What are these four questions? And what should we be thinking about on this most solemn day, on Yom Din, on the day of our judgment? The first question that we will be asked, Nasasa Vanosata Be'emuna, Emuna. Did you have faith? Is your faith pure? Are you genuine with your faith? Are we honest with ourselves? And yesterday on Shabbos Shuva, we talked about the power of the mind and the power of rationalization. How we say, Aval anachnu chatanu. Aval. For it's the but. I shouldn't do this, but I'll do it anyway. I know this is Lashon Hara, I shouldn't say it, but we rationalize. And sometimes we do things with the perception and giving others the perception that we're L'shem Shemayim, that we're doing it for the sake of heaven, and that we have good intentions. But only we know the answer to the question that when we will be asked, Nasasa v'nosata b'emuna, are we real? Are we sincere in our thoughts and in our actions? The second question will be asked on our Yom HaDin, Kuvata itim l'toira. You know, we develop ourselves, educationally speaking, with master's degrees, with a PhD, a doctorate. This is our secular education. How about our Jewish education? Are we challenging ourselves to learn more, to take advantage of the learning and the classes that are available in our community? You know, they say one of the greatest inventions ever made was the printing press. See, before this, not everyone had the ability to learn. Not everyone was able to read. But now, with all the different shiurim and websites of Torah on the internet, with translated sfarim and sidurim, what excuse do we have? What will we be able to answer when we're asked, Kavata'it l'tayu? Did you learn? Did you learn your share? Asakta b'privi v'rivya. Did you spend time with the ones that you loved? Did you make your family a priority in your life? Do you have a relationship with the people that you love? Those who are, thank God, blessed with children and grandchildren, did you help them? Were you there for them? You know, Paul Tsongas from Massachusetts once stated that no one ever said on their deathbed, you know, I wish I spent a little more time in the office. I wish I spent a few more minutes at work. That's not a question. And that's not a response anyone would say. They say, I wish I spent more time with my family. Osakta b'privi v'rivya. Did you make your family and your community a priority? And lastly, you'll be asked, Sifisa Yeshua, Yeshua, salvation. Were you happy with your status quo? Or did you realize that the world and yourself are imperfect? It's very difficult to say that something is imperfect. And it's very difficult to say that you are imperfect. Because if it is imperfect, then why aren't you changing it? If there's something about you that's missing, don't sit there. Be proactive. Improve yourself. Sipisli Yeshua, where's your salvation? What are you doing to improve yourself? I'd like to share with you a story about a boy, his name's Feivel, that he was going to have a bar mitzvah, and it was on a Sunday. And at this bar mitzvah, he had a mock kiddush and a tefillin ceremony. And there was a videographer, of course, filming everything. And the rabbi performed and spoke. And then the rabbi left. And a couple months later, when this boy, Feivel, received this video, he couldn't believe his eyes. He was watching the rabbi. The rabbi apparently stole something. He stole his beautiful kiddush cup. The kiddush cup he made this mock kiddush with. You see, it was on the video. And it was clear that the rabbi picked up this beautiful cup, which he never saw after that day. It was gone. And it bothered Feivel. And it bothered Feivel for many years. But he moved on with his life. And eventually went to college, and he met a girl. And they were engaged to be married. And who could he turn to in the small community except his very own rabbi? Not having much to do with him, but nonetheless, he said, Rabbi, I'm getting married. I want you to officiate at my wedding. Rabbi said, sure, no problem. He said, Rabbi, I have one problem. I have one question that's been eating me up alive for years. So Rabbi said, what is it? What's wrong? He said, I'll tell you what. I had a kiddush cup at my bar mitzvah. And I know you took it. Because I saw on a video that after the ceremony you picked up my wedding, this beautiful cup. And I've never seen it since. And I just don't understand. How could you have done such a thing, Rabbi? You're a saintly man. You're a good man. How could you steal a young 13-year-old kid's cup? And then all of a sudden the rabbi was thinking,
And it dawned on him. He said, "You know, Fievel, I remember that day like it was yesterday. I remember you made a beautiful kiddush. It was a beautiful ceremony. And then you left. And I looked at this beautiful cup and I said, you know, there's so many people at this wedding. I'm so scared it might get lost, it might get ruined, it might get stolen. So I took it and I washed it and I dried it so very carefully. And because I didn't want it to get ruined, I took this cup, and I put it away. I put it away in your tefillin bag." Fievel went to his tefillin bag, and sure enough, his cup, was there all along. We all have our own bags. Like Fievel, filled with our true potential. But sometimes, this potential, we zip it away. We put things on hold. Sipisul Yehoshua, we must realize our imperfections and understand that we need our own salvation. Let us make a resolution this Yom Kippur to do something to enhance our daily lives. Whether it's giving more tzedakah, charity, coming to shul more often, learning and observing Shabbat better, we all know what we're lacking. But be rest assured, we will be asked, Nasasa v'nosata b'emuna, what was your level of faith? Kavati itumot Torah, what was your devotion to Torah study? Osata b'priva rivia, did you make your family a priority? Sivisal Yeshua, did you take action to improve yourself? We also need to remember to take action, especially now when our brothers and sisters in Israel need our zechutim the most. Let us dedicate a bit of ourselves to improve the community and the world as a whole. By doing this, we'll have made this year to come a year of hope and a year of promise. May we all have a Gemar Chasima Tova, a year of shalom, peace throughout Israel and the whole world. Good Yom Tov.